I grew up as a Hindu and was raised in a Hindu household where I went to a character building education school every Sunday from the time I was 5 years old until the time I graduated from high school. And while we were there, the whole point of the school based on the ideas of Vedanta and Vedantic philosophy. And I mean, the school itself was had a very set curriculum in terms of we started, with mythology and stories and things like that, and eventually progressed our way to learning more of the philosophy of Hinduism. And that stuck with me a lot. So even while I was in college, I spent a lot of time working for I mean, being part of the Hindu Students Organization, and I used to go to the Vedanta Center in Boston. And so that's formed a lot of the basis for how I think about myself, how I think about the world. And one of the things that stood out most to me within that has always been the idea of karma yoga, which is the idea of unselfish action and how you can see the beauty of everyone around you and see, like the divinity of the world around you by serving the God in other people or by serving the goodness in other people. And then also the idea that it might not be possible to change the world, but in the process of trying to make things better and in the process of serving other people, you end up straightening out the kinks in yourself. The idea being that the world is like a dog's curly tail. You can't ever straighten it out, but in the process, you straighten yourself out. Yeah, and I've always really liked that idea, and I really liked the ideas of selfless service because of it, and I think that's what drew me to medicine as a way. I mean, even though a lot of medicine sometimes is a band-aid solution, I think that idea of really being there with people in times when they really are most themselves, right? All the masks come off when you're in pain or when you're not feeling well. So being able to deal with people in their most distilled form is something that kind of drew me to medicine. I also did a lot of counseling, peer counseling in college. I think partly because I was drawn to this idea of karma yoga and serving people and being with them. And I think those ideas of really listening to people also really drew me. But one thing that I've noticed, I just started studying for step one, and one thing that I've noticed is that people have come into medicine with so many different ideas of what the process will be like and what they need to do in order to succeed in this field. Or what they need to give up in order to succeed in this field. And it's interesting to think of how, I mean, I've been noticing a lot of differences, I think, in the way people frame things and how the way they frame their ideas about, let's say, even what the step one studying will be like completely influences the way they feel while they're going through the process. And I've noticed that for myself too. That whenever I let myself, I mean, a lot of, med students really like to complain, I've noticed. A lot of people like to make the excuse of, like, oh, like, I don't have time to do this right now. Like, I'm so busy. Like, I have so much homework, whatever. Or like, oh, like, I don't even have time to eat right now. Or like, I don't even, like, I don't have time for this. And it's interesting to me that one of my best friends at Sinai decided to look at this whole experience of step one studying. We have protected time now to study, so we have like 4 or 5 weeks off to just like only study and not do anything else. And she was like, I'm gonna choose to look at this like a retreat. That like how often in our lives do we have the chance to completely set our own schedule? It's like very rare to be able to do that. And so why not think about this as a retreat in the library for, 5 weeks or 4 weeks? And like for the first time, and I decided to think about it that way too, and it's amazing to think that like yeah, I mean, it's amazing to think that for the first time in my life, I have set my own schedule and I put in cornerstones for myself of, what times of day I'd like to meditate, because that's been something that's really restorative for me in medical school and in life in general. Like, so I center things around what times I'd like to meditate, what times I'd like to eat. And it's been such a, I've really liked, I mean, we're only in our first week of studying, so I mean, we'll see what happens the next couple of weeks. But so far, I've really liked having the opportunity to be like, this is my time to do this, and like, here's how I'm going to make sure that I'm getting the most out of this period. And then I think also thinking about studying in general, any part of medicine, kind of always keeping in mind that idea that it's an opportunity to learn and that we're learning about things that directly affect people's lives, and keeping that in mind has been really helpful to me. There have been very few times in med school where I've had that feeling of, like, why do I have to learn this? It's such a waste of my time. I think that having a grounding in Vedanta, or having a grounding in always seeing, you know, that small, however small, the nugget of wisdom is in whatever any person's saying, even if they, you know, run over the time in a lecture, or even if they, you know, don't organize their slides well, whatever it is, being able to really focus on finding that one little nugget has been really helpful to me, I think. So it's been interesting to hear people saying how they feel like medicine, like med school so far has, you know, like sucked them dry, or things like that. I mean, I have noticed that I tend to hold on to my time a little more instead of being as free about giving my time to other people, or sharing my time with other people. And I mean, that makes me sad, but I've thought a lot about whether, I mean, I think in the long run, it's important for me to be able to set time for myself to learn these things properly so that I can give back more in the future. But kind of, it's been interesting to, because I feel like med school has been incredibly restorative, to be able to think that I'm learning things that I can apply and really find ways to help people in the future. I mean, every time I'm able to tell my parents something when they're like, oh, I have this ache or I have this pain, every time I'm able to say something to, like, help them, I mean, it's an amazing feeling and an amazing opportunity to be able to know that and be able to help someone in something like that. I've realized also that I think when I talk to other people about it, it comes across as really cliche. You know, like, everyone wants to be like, oh, like, I love studying. But, and so that's been a really hard thing for me to think about, because I think that I've kind of been preparing I've been lucky that I've had that approach drilled into me, that idea that, like, you have the right to work alone, but not to the fruits thereof. You know, it's like, that's a quote that comes in the Bhagavad Gita, or the idea that it's the means and not the ends that are most valuable. So if you spend time perfecting the means and really enjoy every step of the process, of course, whatever result you end up with, you'll be happy with. I think that's, like, been ingrained in me since childhood. And so for me, it doesn't happen all the time, but it comes maybe a lot more naturally than someone who has spent most of their life really focusing on trying to get those A's, or really focusing on trying to get whatever result it was that they were aiming for. And I've been really fortunate that somehow it's worked out that whatever grades I got or whatever tests I took, I was able to get, you know, whatever scores I needed or whatever scores were necessary. But it was never my intention to do that, which I'm really lucky that somehow it's worked out. In med school as well, I've also been, I mean, there's a Vedanta center right here, so I've been able to go to that and talk to the people there who kind of, I mean, it's always a, and I'm close, and I'm really close to home now, so I go home often, and I'm able to go back to the Sunday school that I used to go to, and go to the celebrations and things like that, and it's a really good reminder of what real life is. I mean, I think a lot of us forget that med school is this crazy box of 4 years, that after that, like, you know, it's not the end-all be-all of what life is, and so that's been really good. But I've been really lucky even in med school to find a lot of people who have really similar ideas of what is most important in life. Being really open in talking about my own personal meditation practice or my own personal views on, like, how I've approached things has helped me find other people who think about things in the same way. So a lot of my my close friendships are founded, I mean, at med school at least, are founded on the ideas of, you know, other people who have a strong faith background, or other people who have a strong, like, grounding in meditation, or who want those things, or who like to discuss those things. Because for me, those are much more fulfilling conversations and much more fulfilling study breaks even than talking about, you know, like, how you did on a test or how you're going to study for a different test.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.